Dr. Manager detaining reporter consultation on patient Niamango Anastasia, NYAMANGO, last name, first name Anastasia, ANASTACIA, the 29-year-old female, patient of Dr. Manpreet Mann, MANN, first name MANPREET. Two 39 Washington Street, Jersey City, New Jersey. Dear Dr. Manpreet, thank you for referring Miss Anastasia Niamango for infectious disease evaluation of herpes simplex, period, new paragraph. Patient is, as you know, patient is a 29-year-old female with history of recent genital outbreak, diagnosed as possible herpes simplex. She's currently in her 28th week of pregnancy and was referred for infectious disease management. Past medical history, negative for hypertension, diabetes. She denies any history of any sexually transmitted diseases. Her partner has not been tested, and this was discussed in detail with the patient, who is encouraged to discuss. Family history is non-contributory, no known allergies to medications. Social history, doesn't drink, smoke, or use intravenous drugs, works as a nurse. Physical examination, well-nourished, well-developed, no acute stress. Temperature is 98, PP 130 over 70, pulse 76. Head normal, ears normal, nose normal, throat normal, lungs clear. Heart is 1S2, abdomen soft, non-tender. Extremities, no cyanosis, no clubbing, no edema, neurological, non-focal. Extremities, no cyanosis, no clubbing, no edema. Labs, no labs accompanied the patient to her visit. There were no cultures. In view of this, herpes simplex test was done. And showed herpes simplex 1 IgG positive, herpes simplex 2 IgG negative. All other STDs were negative. Patient did have hepatitis B core antibody positive, as well as surface antibody positive, surface antigen negative. No evidence of active hepatitis B. Impression, rule out herpes simplex during pregnancy. No evidence of active infection. No specific indication for antiviral therapy at this time. Would consider screening her for herpes simplex by doing a viral swab prior to delivery. There's no indication for caesarean section based on serology alone. Would observe for now, a patient has been advised that she could take acyclovir for an outbreak if it should occur. Period.
He's on the phone.
We'll follow with you and add further recommendations. Thank you very much for allowing me to take care of your patients.